Darkness Before Dawn. Preface. We wait in the darkness for the signal to begin. I wonder what's taking so long. Behind me, I hear somebody whispering. Our silky gowns are rustling softly as we, the graduating seniors, adjust our hats, hair, and nerves. We stand nervously in two lines that curve from the back of the auditorium out into the hallway and halfway up a flight of stairs. In alphabetical order, for the very last time, the boys in gowns of navy blue, the girls in silver. I'm one of the first in line because I have to sit on the stage. Even though it's hot, I'm shivering in the darkness while we wait for the lights to come up to announce the beginning of the ceremony. I close my eyes, but the darkness seems like it's trying to grab me. I blink, and the shadows are breathing on my neck, chasing through my thoughts. I let the shadows walk me back through the last 2 years, through loss, pain, death, and humiliation. I've got dark memories of fire and blood running in slow motion through my head. I think about Rob, who died in a car crash in November of our junior year. I think about my Andy, my dear, sweet Andy, who left me, left us all the following April. I try not to think about my own dark stain that I know will never be erased. Like silent trumpets, the lights in the auditorium suddenly ablaze. We seniors cheer, the audience stands in applause, and we hear the tinny sound of pomp and circumstance coming from the school orchestra sitting down front. I always cry when I hear that song. As we march proudly down the aisle in the procession, excited parents flashing cameras and waving with joy, I think back to my first day of school as a kindergartner, how scared I was, and how a skinny little boy named Andy Jackson shared his peanut butter sandwich with me. I think about grade school and long division, junior high and locker partners, high school and basketball games, hospitals and funerals. As senior class president, I have to give a speech tonight, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand in front of this huge room of parents and students and put the shadows into words. I climb the steps slowly. This is no time to trip or stumble, and I watch the others march in. The rest of the graduates proudly file into rows of gowns and hats into the seats in front of me, their faces unwrapped packages of smiles and success. We sit down and the ceremony begins with the usual speeches from school board members and declarations by the principal. My speech is the very last of the evening, our final goodbye. I hold the pages tightly in my hand as I skim the words once more. I try to relax a little and I grab the tiny butterfly that hangs from the thin silver chain around my neck. I take a deep breath and I finally let myself think about everything that's happened. I let the shadows take me back to last year, to that day in April, the day that Andy died.